This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Transit advocates are pushing a ballot measure to preserve funding for the Regional Transportation District, Metro Denver's bus and train service. Parts of RTD's exemption from revenue limits set by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights are about to expire. If they do, RTD may have to issue refunds and cut service. RTD rider Dominic Holloway said he'd rather forfeit his refund than lose train service.
It means a lot right now because I'm able to get back and forth to work, and my son stays across town, so I'm able to get across town to go visit him as well.
One of Denver's most high-traffic streets could become more pedestrian-friendly. A new plan for Spear Boulevard would cut lanes for cars and add new transit and pedestrian green space, including opening access to Cherry Creek. But Denver has a long history of big plans for Spear that have fallen short. This latest plan would cost around $600 million. The city hasn't announced its next steps. After spending 3 months at record highs, the price of homes in Colorado Springs fell a bit in August. The median price for a single-family home was $490,000 last month, down from $499,000. The number of homes for sale also hit an annual peak in August at more than 3,300 homes. Also in the Springs, a first-year cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy has died, found unconscious in her dorm room. CPR's Dan Boyce.
First responders were unable to revive 19-year-old Avery Kuntz when they found her Wednesday night. Kuntz had only been at the academy for a couple of months and was an athlete on the women's track and field team. The cause of her death is under investigation. Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Tony Bauernfein called Kuntz an incredible teammate who positively impacted her unit. The Academy says it has support services for cadets, faculty, and staff, including chaplains and mental health professionals. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.